You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
You have tuned in to the Entrepreneur Athlete Podcast Show, and I am your host, Eric Dye. The E-Athlete Podcast Show is your location for inspiring stories of successful entrepreneur athletes who continue to strive for excellence in all that they do on and off the track and in business as well. Today we are with Nadine Lajoie, a championship motorcycle racer, an international motivational speaker, a bestseller author, a coach, a musician and singer, a real estate investor, and a finance expert who is dedicated to helping others reach the life of their dreams with balance and passion. With honor and privilege, we welcome Nadine to the show and to the Entrepreneur Athlete Podcast.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. So tell me, how do you connect the various facets of your life, motorcycles, music, public speaking, writing, and finance all together?
Oh, that's very easy to connect because, you know, in motorcycle racing, you need a lot of focus. And the motorcycle racing, it's a lot of adrenaline and fun and passion. And if you don't have these elements in your life and in your business, you cannot accomplish nothing. So it's because I'm so used to ride my life and my motorcycle racing at 180 miles per hour. So that's why using that in business and that attitude, that mindset, it's why I became successful at so many things in the last couple of decades, actually.
What life lessons have you transferred from the world of sports into the world of finance?
What makes me do that, it's because sports was always part of my life, even when I was at school and when I was working for other people or working for myself. I started my own financial business in 95 after I was a bachelor in actuarial science. So for me, finance, business, economy is kind of part of myself. But in life, you always need balance. So it's why sports, camping, cooking was always part of my life to balance. And with that balance, you can accomplish more and you can achieve more success in your life and put your business on the fast track all the time. Because sports, I was a volleyball player actually since 16 years old, and I broke my knee 5 times. And I had to overcome all these challenges and all that, and I went through the Canadian Championship, and I finished 9, and I'm 5'1". So all that, all these skills are always transferable: sports, music, business, life, relationship. And I think that is one of my message to people. Balance your life and act in different area of your life, and you will be more happy, you will have more success and more money coming to you.
Well, inspiring as it is, just the small fact, and it's not a small deal at all, the 5 times you had a knee injury, my goodness, and continued on and didn't let that stop you. So tell me, what is your investment philosophy, by the way?
My investment philosophy is like my life. Everything is about balance and being fast. So you always want a different a vehicle in your portfolio. It's why I started my finance business, and after that I started my real estate business, because it's another tool to reach the financial freedom. And I like to have like mutual funds, a couple of stocks, couple of obligations, bonds, sorry for my English, and a lot of tax shelter. I really love tax shelter, tax strategy. And here in the States, you have a lot of different things that we don't have in Canada, like the 401k, the 1031 exchange. When I discovered that, I said, oh my God, that's so cool here. So it's why now I have my business in the U.S. I can use these tax strategies, because less money you give to the government, more money you have for yourself. So I really encourage everybody to have a lot of balance in their portfolio as well.
When it comes to serving clients, what's your edge? In other words, what do you think sets you apart from others in the finance world?
In the finance world, I was a financial planner for 15 years in Quebec. I semi-retired from that at 36 years old. And one of the reasons I was so successful is because I was always asking my clients, what are your goals financially, professionally, personally, and spiritually? And they were looking at me like I was a weird kind of animal and that I was crazy. I said, yes, because if there is something going wrong with your couple and you're planning to divorce in 6 months, your finance will not be planned in the same way. So it's why I always ask these questions to balance out. Now that I am on this in the U.S., I became a success acceleration coach. So I incorporate a little bit more of personal and spiritual into my coaching program to really help people to have that balance and that have that person that they can go to. Because usually the people, when they talk to their accountant, when they talk to their tax CPA, their attorney, their finance people, they don't know how to manage all these people because they are often say different opinions. So I really like to be in the middle to guide people in between all these people.
Today we're joined by Nadine LaJoie, a championship motorcycle racer and international motivational speaker. Best-selling author, has joined us here on the eAthlete Podcast, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What advice would you give a professional woman in a male-dominated finance industry?
The best advice that I can give the woman in the male-dominated sports or industry or finance or whatever, it's always keeping your intuition and your kind of soft side, because we have that edge that if we listen to that a little bit more, that is one thing that we have a little bit more than the man. And with that, I think it's why women are so successful in finance and real estate, like in the realtor industry and all that. At the beginning, they were laughing at women, but now they are, wow, these women are performing a lot. And I think that is that connection, that personal connection, that nurturing nature we have, and nurture your clients, take care of them, and take them by the end. I think that is the best thing that you can do.
You have such multifaceted passions, and you have managed to realize them all. How have you achieved this precarious work-life balance and accommodated your various passions with your professional life?
How did I achieve that? It's just the fact of never give up. Having that attitude about when you have a goal in mind, and I want to share my racing system to your dreams, which is recognize your finish line. So you need to be sure where you go and how you will accomplish that. The A, because that is the acronym of racing. So R is for recognize your finish line. A is for act one corner at a time. Don't sit down on your chair, you just need to act every day. C is for care about yourself, your family, your business, your body. So, again, establish a balance. The I is for empower. Go inside yourself, discover your power, and that also means inspire and empower. That is a word that I invent, and hopefully that will be in a dictionary one day. The N is for never give up, and the G is for get it done. Always doing an extra gas, an extra phone call, an extra client, an extra meeting, an extra networking event. Doing something extra if you want to have extraordinary results. So that's the attitude I always adopt in music, sports, and business. And that works. So I can guarantee people, if you use that racing system to your dreams, you will really accomplish more. And you can have that for free on my website, by the way.
Hey, that's a bonus right there. Now, tell me, what's on the top of your to-do list?
What's on top of my to-do list is creating the TV show for teenagers, teaching them about entrepreneurship, finance, and also personal attitude. And that will be in February. We will do the casting. So we are really excited about that. It's a lot of things to do. And also I have my radio show. So the TV show and the radio show are two major things that I'm working on now.
And what has been your biggest inspiration in life? What has inspired you outside of all the successes that you have seen?
What inspired me the most is a lot of books that I read, like Jack Canfield, The Success Principle, Robin Sharma with the Monkey Who Sold His Ferrari. I really like these kind of story, The Alchemist of Paulo Coelho. And I think reading, having a lot of coaches and going to a lot of seminars, workshop, networking events, and even in my motorcycle racing, I met so many interesting people. Just asking them questions, how they became successful, how they get so rich. And most of my clients, they were telling me that real estate was a big part. So in 2007, I started to look into real estate and took my first class in 2008. It's always learning from people who achieve success. Please, and at the beginning, maybe 15 years ago, I was listening to a lot of my neighbors or friends that never accomplished nothing, and they tried to guide you. And at one point, I realized these people, they didn't achieve or they didn't buy a house or they didn't write the book. Why would I take advice from them? And I think that is one of the major things, just take advice from people who have been there, done that.
Tell our listeners where they can be in touch with you online and also to get more information about your services, books, etc.
Yeah, that is really easy. You can go to my website, nadineracing.com, NadineRacing.com. And you can discover my book there. I have my Racing Material Dreams for free and a video for free for everybody. So go there, you just sign up for my free newsletter, and you'll have a couple of gifts. And you can also Google my name, Nadine Lajoie. It's really easy. I have a lot of hits on Google, and I was featured on USA Today and San Francisco Journal, and I have a lot of radio show interview and all that. So it's really easy to hear about me, and I will be at the California Women's Conference in September in California, and I have 6 speaking events in the next 2 months. So it's really easy, and hopefully I can help people to race to their dreams. That's my goal.
I like it. I like the theme. NadineRacing.com. She is Nadine Lajoie, a championship motorcycle racer and international motivational speaker, best-selling author, coach, musician, and singer, a real estate investor, and a finance expert. With all that being said, you should be motivated to get up and move. And who is dedicated to help others reach the life of their dreams with balance and passion? And the website again is NadineRacing.com. Nadine, thanks for joining us today on the eAthlete Podcast Show.
Thank you very much, and I hope everybody to win the race of life.
All righty, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Entrepreneur Athlete Podcast, a part of EPN, the ePodcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.